Yeah. Fastest hour in radio. Thanks again, Rooster. That'd be Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Stoughton. JeffsGuitar.com. I just saw some new stuff he posted up, man. He's making guitars. And I think he said they were starting at like $499. I got to start leaving stuff around here for these bands that come through here. Maybe I just want to go down there and check it out.
Yeah,
you would, man. You don't have to go all the way into town, which is always cool. You don't want to get into Stoughton, trust me. Anyway, yeah, these guys, it was pretty fun. And then Don Jr., now all this stuff that comes out, right? You got this Don Jr. says, hey, man, we have operational control. Should have played that song. Ground control to Don Jr. Your ass is caught, dude. I mean, who says that? These guys are really out of touch, aren't they? Like, they were going to be Putin. That was going to be like, oh, anything. We got all the controls, man. We'd make sure my dad stays in office, he says. Hey, that's awesome. Good thing, you know, somebody else heard that and can verify it, too. But, oh, you know, what about Biden? And what about him, man? You know, I can't actually say that I have anything against what he's done as president. My problem was before he became president. I've told people that. Man, not progressive enough. You know, it's kind of sad, though, when I watch him getting, because he's getting up there, man. Yeah. He is getting up there, and he's frail. But, you know, look at all those people, man. I go to any Capitol, and you're going to find some of the frailest people out there. And some of them are the frailest souls-wise. But I wouldn't say that about Biden. Remember? He said, this is about the fighting for the soul of America. Oh, that's been for many, many centuries now.
That's the part that gets me a little bit.
At least he didn't talk like Hillary saying, yeah, you can't change people's hearts. Look, oh, yeah, you can.
Well.
Mm-hmm. You can, but, you know. You can't reach some people's minds. Okay. Let's go to Robert in West Dallas.
It's so ugly out there.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how are you?
I'm always doing okay because I know what's coming. It's like watching. And listen, I do have a cure for this. You know, you probably don't want to, not everybody wants to be blessed with ADHD like I am because I don't suffer from it. People that run into me do if they're not cool, let's put it that way. Well, otherwise people, you know, think I'm a pretty funny guy, you know. He's funny. But
yeah, I wanted
marijuana just, you know what, I'm laughing because hey, if I don't smoke marijuana right now, there's going to be a problem.
What I wanted to talk about is the Dems running for the Senate in the primary. I saw a poll recently with Mandela Barnes ahead. I honestly do not believe Mandela Lazary or Peter Prakowski, whatever his name is, can win statewide. I think our best shot is Sarah Godlewski. She's won statewide twice. You know, and I see these polls come out, and I'm just wondering, where are they taking these polls? Are they taking them in Milwaukee or in Madison? Because the rest of the state, I mean, I almost can write the attack ads myself, you know. Is there a debate coming up where we're going to have all these candidates on the stage? Because I just don't think Mandela or an Alex Lazary plays statewide. I really don't. You know, you're going to hear things about, you know, experience. And then obviously there's pockets in the state where there's, you know, there's an element of racism.
No.
Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I do. You know, because it's kind of funny that you know, we do a commercial for Sarah because I felt that kind of right away, even though as far as being the most progressive, I know it's Tom Nelson. Okay. But I know how much we get just shunned off. I mean, I'm a Bernie guy, man. I mean, and I'm all the progressive caucus, but there's some fakes in there, right? So then you start weeding them out. And I don't know if I'm going to be around long enough for that to happen, but I agree with you as far as thinking she's probably the most electable because she's also got a pretty good personality. But it's kind of funny, isn't it? It's just a commercial. That's all it is. They all are saying they're up by 2 points, you know, or at least the leading ones. Sarah's got that out there too. So, yeah, it depends on who you're polling, I suppose. I mean, that's why I never liked, the Franklin poll out of the privileged area of Milwaukee, as far as I'm concerned. I'm like, that doesn't count, man. What's sick is that we actually have to have conversations about, you know, how we can get somebody that's rational elected, right? Because Republicans it's gone, man. It's not about being rational. Oh, my God. It's about having, like, all kinds of felonies and aggressions and racism and all this crazy stuff is how you need a really good resume to get into the Republican Party now.
Yeah, I just wish the candidates would say, hey, whoever's the front runner, the rest of us are going to stay in this thing and back them. You know, to make sure that
you know, isn't that something? And especially over the last three cycles, I think midterms, and you know, it's like everybody's running. You know, the Republicans tried it and they got a clown at the top. So yeah, that works pretty good. Let's do that, Democrats. That's what I said when they came back with. And I'm still not over what they did to take down the Bernie Sanders campaign, because we know that it was going to win. Yeah, Obama said, you know, hey, if it looks like he's doing pretty good, he's got the first three, except they're not going to give him Iowa because, you know, they're going to make it look like Pete Buttigieg did, and he did his part, so he'll get a position in the party, and so will Amy, and so will everybody, right? Oh, we'll give something to Bernie too, something he can't get past those rat ass Democrats in the Senate. I'm sick of it. So I'm, you know, again, hey, you know what I'm going to do for everybody? I'm going to slow down and let everybody catch up, which means I have to unplug for about 5 years now, you know, and just not pay attention to anything. And then you guys can tell me what's going on. I'll go, oh, well, that actually was going on. Like, oh, never mind. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Yep. Have a great day.
Look, Pizza, I mean, let's talk about this real quick because, you know, getting into that. I mean, just have any of these people who are going to support and plan to vote and have voted for Ron Johnson, have they listened to a single word he said? Have they seen him?
It's not about that.
The guy is a joke.
No, it's not about that. It's like football. Come on, man. Just like football.
How could that guy, first of all, even get elected and then reelected? It's insane.
Well, but, you know, we don't have to worry. He's not going to run again because he said when he was elected, I'm only going to do 2 terms.
Oh, my.
Oh. Read my lips.
It's
Lindsey Graham, play the tape. They're all in it. And anybody that votes for a Republican is a sucker and a loser.
I mean, my point is that any of those candidates should be able to blow that guy away because he is that ridiculous. But we're worried about which one we're going to pick because we have to pick the one that might have a chance to beat him. How is that possible? You, as a Wisconsinite, a person who lives in this state, who has seen everything that's developed, who's seen what he's done and hasn't done, and the things he said, how would you vote for that guy? Explain it.
Because they're drinking instead of smoking weed.
Man.
That's what's going on here.
I don't know.
I looked at that map again. We are like just solid. The whole state is drunk. Except for this one little spot, and then they had to point out that, no, that's a lake. That's the biggest lake we got in the state. Otherwise, all the other states, you know, or lakes in our state are filled in solid because those lakes are drunk, too. I mean, they got all drunk people on them. Oh, my goodness. What could go wrong? Hey, you know, and cops are still, you know, not being charged with shooting black people. Men in particular, again, you know, he had a gun, but it was okay for him to have a gun. And you did a no-knock thing and just blasted through. I mean, come on, you guys. Nah, this country isn't racist. Let's keep going against it. Critical race theory. Let's just call it real American history, man. And this is like the most racist country. Oh, my God. It's awful. And for all you Christians out here that, you know, think you're Christians, whatever, call yourself Christians, go to that church where, you know, the guy's got a funny saying on the side. Oh, Jesus died on the cross for you. Well, if he was here today, you guys would be laughing at him while he was dragging it down to the Capitol steps. So you could hang his ass again.
Whew. Wow.
Almost done. Ooh. And I will not be here. Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and WAUK out of Waukesha, 540 AM, 101 FM. Caw-caw! Jeez. Hey, guess what, everybody? CJ didn't call today. Ha-ha! I'm guessing he just didn't get up today's... Up late partying with the rest of those guys. Maybe sitting at the coffee shop with all the racist goons I watch. Still, to this day, sitting there in the coffee clutches. The all-white coffee clutch. See you next... No, 2 weeks.